Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Usually I like to start the day or start the weekend pretty happy, pretty positive, but I think the world is unstable. Many of us woke up to the news that Shinzo Abe, the previous Japanese prime minister, was assassinated in a speech yesterday, was shot twice. They say he died of cardiac collapse. They tried to, but I think he bled out. It was just a simple neighborhood, political speech. He was there in support of somebody, and when he was talking, some guy comes up, shoots him. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the details of that. But I think, is culminating something we've been thinking with the last tumultuous couple weeks, that we are not going to be getting better before it gets worse. And I don't like the idea of media trying to scare everybody and cause panic and make it look like there's always a crisis. But if I could be very honest, you do need to kind of look at the signs and just prepare for it. So, for example, what are signs that the world is very unstable and we might have, collapses or instability or riots? Well, first and foremost is the economy. When countries struggle, when money is an issue, when people are feeling it in their pocketbooks, they're angry. So anger, issues with inflation, issues with money, cryptocurrency, I don't know what the hell was going on with that, but then that started to fall. Although a lot of us are waiting for it to fall so then we could go in and buy, because we're like, really? That stuff is real? I still don't trust it. But you're starting to see a lot of economic signs that obviously lead to us coming into a recession, possibly depression. And you hear the experts, everybody's like, oh, don't be worrying everybody. Economy's still good, economy's strong, job support is good enough. No. Economic stress, right, already puts us on very, very shaky ground. Add on top of that, food shortages. We have been told now for a while that we are looking at pretty severe food shortages. And we're not talking, just America. We are talking worldwide. In fact, the United Nations says billions are facing food insecurity levels and the world is moving backwards. This could be because of drought. It could be because of climate change. It could be because of the war with Russia and Ukraine and grain exports. It could be because of inflation. Things just cost too much. It could be a lack of labor. It could be COVID. But food insecurity is a huge recipe for world instability. Then you have, from a war standpoint and from a military standpoint, all right, you have prime ministers and presidents and leaders just licking their chops at an opportunity to do something. That's what we're seeing with Putin. And if you don't think that Xi Jinping is going to do anything, or we're not going to see the Taliban take advantage in Afghanistan and the Middle East or some other entities take advantage, you're wrong. Everybody's waiting for the right moment. And whenever there is economic doom and gloom coming our way, when there is food insecurity, you have unrest. You have people pick a side. You have people get grumpy. What's going on with Putin and Ukraine is the start. Everybody hopes that it'll be over. I pray every night that it'll end and we won't see any more Ukrainian civilians get killed. I don't want to see anybody getting killed. But I think it is the beginning of what we're seeing. Then another sign is unrest over things not as serious as, poverty, losing food. We start to see people fight and take up arms and fight with each other. They might be very significant issues, but not the biggest fish we're frying. And it's because they feel like they can't tackle the big issues, so they're going to start small. Or they just want to start getting into the game, and they just want to start, you know, making mayhem. We're seeing this with bomb threats across a whole bunch of campuses. We're seeing this with people blocking roads because they want Biden to do more for the climate. We're seeing people stab dolls of babies, you know, or pretend to stab their stomach. Mind you, Roe v. Wade is very significant, and the overturn is significant. But to start to see people fight and divide and not go to work and things like that over these issues, what happens when the biggest, you know, when the bigger fish that fries, or we got bigger fish to fry, I'm going to stop using that analogy, comes our way. And then we have infectious disease. The infectious disease issues are very perplexing. We're in 2022, and we still don't know where COVID-19 came from. And we're still dealing with the theory that it might have been a, you know, a market or some bat soup, or maybe, you know, maybe it came out of a lab accidentally. And while we're dealing with this, and we're on our fifth or sixth strain in 6 months of COVID, all right, we got some bugs that are trying to outsmart us, and they are outsmarting us. Then we got this monkeypox that all of a sudden is starting to spread. Everybody's, you know, these countries that are seeing massive amounts are trying to alert, look, guys, you know, we got a problem here. Where did monkeypox come from? We've had it, but why now? Then they say Marburg virus is starting to spike in certain areas. People are concerned that we have superbugs. And so we have these, we got the economy, you got military, you got society breakdown, and you have infectious disease. These are things that when you start to look at, you know, a mess, if you ask what's going on with the economy, it's a mess. What's going on with politics? It's a mess. What's going on with Russia and Ukraine? It's a mess. What's going on with infectious disease and our ability to, you know, make vaccines quickly and isolate quickly and treat? And it's a mess. So I don't want to, you know, worry people. You guys have all seen this. I just want to put it all together. And for those of you who like to prep, now's a good time to prep. All right? Make sure you have something to defend your family. Make sure you got food. Make sure you got water. Make sure you diversify your funds. All right? Be very careful of investments. And just be prepared that you're going to see a world that we've never seen before. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us were obviously shooken up when we heard and when we saw the footage. I don't know if you saw the footage of Shinzo Abe, the longest serving prime minister and leader of Japan, was killed at 11:30 a.m. while giving a speech in the city of Nara. It was caught on video, and it appeared he was shot twice. Security guards appeared to be so, you know, obviously not expecting it, who would be, that, and obviously they didn't do their job because you could see the person come up, and it was out in the open, and it was, I'm really amazed that it was that easy to access him, but you see the suspect come up, shoot him, not very close range, but obviously close enough. And he falls. You hear a loud bang. You see security guards try to block off bullets. And then he sadly passed. They tried to do CPR on him. The gunman was a 41-year-old Tetsuya Yamagami. And they say Abe might have actually seen his attacker for brief moments before a second fatal shot was fired. His shirt, I guess, pellets teared into his neck and his chest. He was not immediately knocked unconscious, but he stumbled. He collapsed to his knees, then slumped over. Guards ran to his side. They started chest compressions. They were being told by some outlets that he had died there, but other outlets are saying no, he was taken to the hospital. CNN had said he was treated for cardiopulmonary arrest. They were giving him blood, and they were caring for him, but and then he ended up dying several hours later. Yamagami was tackled to the ground and arrested. Police say he confessed. He told them that he wanted to kill Abe because he was a member of a specific organization that he disagreed with. Police say Yamagami had amassed an arsenal of homemade weapons, similar to the one used in the attack at home, or at his home, along with a number of explosives. Not clearly, they say, exactly how he learned to make the weapons, but it looked like he had something taped together in black with two barrels. He's an unemployed man who had traveled to Nara by train. He waited at the station where Mr. Abe was due to give a speech. And they don't believe he waited long. And so you see the horrifying moment it happened. And when this just happens in broad daylight in front of everybody, there's a picture of him behind the prime minister getting ready to speak. An assassination of anybody, I mean, the killing of anybody is very stressful and terrifying. But when you have a public figure who was a very, very long-standing public figure in a country that really isn't known for a lot of recent unrest. I mean, we know China, there's been a lot going on. There's a lot going on in Afghanistan, North Korea. But, I mean, you know, you can't, in the middle of a day, go and speak at a rally. What I find, though, very odd, and I'm no Secret Service agent, is he didn't have his back up against the wall. He was in a very open area, almost like on a little island in a street, such that even though there were Secret Service people, you didn't have that extra coverage from behind. So there were so many different ways where somebody could just come up looking like, I want to hear the speech, and he got close enough to shoot and kill him. Mr. Abe was a towering figure in Japanese politics, serving two terms from 2006 to 2007, then again from 2012 until poor health forced him to resign in 2020. He was very influential in the Liberal Democratic Party even after office, and was there to support a local candidate because for Sunday's ballot election. When we have an assassination that takes away a leader, It reminds you that we have people that don't value life. We have people that don't appreciate the office, don't appreciate the security. I mean, this guy looked like he had absolutely no problem just coming up and killing him. Just like we saw with Robert Crimo III. I'm just going to climb a building. I'm just going to shoot at a parade. We've seen Christmas parades. People get run down and killed. This lack of respect for life is something that completely shocks me as a human. You know, maybe it's because I'm a logical human and, you know, I'm trying to use logic. But when you have fellow people around you, I don't think of, what would they be like if they're dead? I mean, I'm just enthralled in, you know, this person's talking to me, this person's talking to me. And you have other individuals that you know, what is in the mind of a killer? A few things. One is they hate that person. they feel the world is going to be better without that person, and they want that person off this earth. And others feel it is a duty. Others feel that it is their job. They think that this is something they can do. They are, you know, I mean, I always think of myself as, you know, just a little peon and one of the masses. I mean, I vote and I hope my one vote matters, but I have no control. You have other people going, I can control politics. I can control because I could do this. So it's that sort of sick thinking that people have. Other motivations is for fame or for notoriety or to be noticed, like, you know, Robert Hinckley Jr. when he tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan. He wanted Jodie Foster to notice him. I'm going to do something that gets me noticed. I mean, you wonder if that's what Robert Cremo III did with the Highland Park shooting. He was very vocal on social media, kept trying to push his rapper stage name and videos awake. And you know, he videotaped him building his room or house in his parents' backyard. You know, he let people in, and he wanted to be known for certain things. He identified. I think I identified with Agent 47 of the Hitman video series. But he and he wanted to have his own identity. And then, so you know, when people have a absolute lack of concern of life, it's because they are very selfishly prioritizing something else. They're prioritizing their hate. They're prioritizing their fame. They're prioritizing a cause they believe in. How many times have people been shot or attacked because somebody said, well, yeah, but I'm doing it for this cause. And you're like, is the cause really worth a lack of life? Isn't the cause about saving lives? So I don't know what the answer is, but I find it very concerning that you had a former prime minister, somebody of that political stature, just out there in the open with lack of security. You have, you know, when we were talking about, you know, instability, we one thing that stabilizes the world or stabilizes a country or stabilizes a community is the respect of your leaders. Of your community leaders, of your political leaders, of the council, of the... There's no respect anymore. Nobody respects their boss. And understandably so. I mean, you know, nobody respects their mayor, their governor, their congressman, their senator, their school board. The average person, if you ask them what they think of their governor or their... You know, their represented officials, the average person would say they dislike them. They stink. They might have even voted for them. But once people don't feel that they're being represented by their elected officials, they start to lose democracy. Now, I get, we need to have multiple parties. You can't just have one party. You have to have multiple, you know, thought processes. You need bipartisan or multiple factions working together. But it's not that way. Right now, it's if you're not a part of my political party, I hate you. Anything you stand for, you'd be better off dead. That's a huge problem. So, you know, we're this lack of appreciation of life, this lack of our appreciation and respect for community members, political figures, this is a key ingredient to, sadly, things becoming more and more chaotic. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Ghislaine Maxwell has appealed her sex trafficking conviction and 20-year prison sentence for her role in facilitating Jeffrey Epstein. The appeal was filed Thursday in Manhattan. An assassination has taken place on the island nation of Japan. Japan's former and longest-serving Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, was shot in the back as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan. He was airlifted to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The shooter used a homemade gun and was apprehended immediately after the shooting. Ramesh Sunny Balwani, the former president of Theranos Incorporated and ex-boyfriend of its founder Elizabeth Holmes, was found guilty of fraud for his role in the collapse of the $9 billion blood testing startup. He faces 20 years in prison and still has a pending case with the Securities and Exchange Commission. USA Radio News. President Biden is expected to sign another executive order on Friday to help women abort their unborn child. Biden, a Democrat, has been under pressure from supporters, particularly progressives, to take action after the landmark Roe decision by the Supreme Court of the United States to have states make their own decisions on life and death. How many bots or computer accounts are there on Twitter anyhow? The company says they're removing a lot every single day. Tim Berg from our Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Twitter is removing more than a million spam accounts every day. Executives at the social media platform say it's in an effort to reduce the number of bots, as Tesla CEO Elon Musk asked for more information before he purchases the company. Twitter executives noted the amount of these accounts were under 5% of all users who were served advertisements.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We really do appreciate all the calls and comments and emails that you guys are sending. I will try to answer all of them. Some of them I will answer privately. It's just I can't, and I really apologize, I can't answer everybody's privately because it just, it's a lot. I'm honest with you guys. I'm going to be honest. I want to. It's a lot. But we'll try to get to as much as we can on air. And, of course, you can always call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that I have noticed throughout my medical career is sometimes our normal bodily functions will have some very adverse, grotesque events or adverse events. And you're supposed to be able to eat without a problem. You're supposed to be able to sleep without a problem. You're supposed to be able to have sex without an issue. And sadly, throughout my career, we have heard of isolated cases where men, in the middle of having sex, would sustain a severe genital urinary injury. People have called them penis fractures. It's not officially a fracture, but it's still a term used colloquially to explain somebody's penis, quote-unquote, breaking during sex. And I think there are ways to prevent it. So we're going to talk about that. So first, recently, now we have two separate cases here going on that happened this year. One is a 50-year-old male who was having sex with his wife. This was published in the International Journal of Surgical Case Reports, both studies have been, and the authors describe a case where a man sustained a severe penile fracture with bilateral corpus cavernosum rupture, complete urethral rupture, and a scrotal hematoma, all while having intercourse. He had reported feeling a crack, then he had detumescence, which is basically loss of the erection, then he started bleeding out the urethra, he had pain, he couldn't pee, and then he developed an eggplant deformity. Now, we spoke about eggplant deformity. It's where it gets all purple and engorged and round like an eggplant. Don't start making baba ganoush or anything like that, but it looks like an eggplant. So keep it away from the kitchen. The internal bleeding reached to his scrotum. He had to have surgery. Now, I posted pictures of this. It's very graphic. All right, just if you're going to click on the article, but it is amazing that they were able to reconstruct this man's genitalia. They found he ruptured his urethra, ruptured the corpus cavernosum, and he had surgery, was hospitalized. But get this, at the four-month mark, he said, I'm back to having sex with my wife. Everything's good. I can pee normally. I can have sex. Great erections. Everything's good. So, man, that fantastic surgeon. A second case we have here is a 44-year-old male who sustained a tricorpora penile fracture after having sex with a woman. He also heard a crack, lost the erection, began to swell and bleed from the urethra. It didn't get to the point of total eggplant, but it did. It has that roll. And anyway, surgeons repaired the ruptures of the urethra and the tunica albuginea, and apparently the tear extended to the corpora cavernosa. He was back to having sex in 21 days. I think he was in Indonesia. So we could treat these things, but I'd rather you not injure yourself. So what is a penile fracture? So there's no bones in the penis. I know everybody thinks they use that term all the time, but there are no bones in the penis. It describes a severe bending force to the penile shaft that will rupture the tunica albuginea, which is the sheath surrounding the corpus cavernosum. This sheath will make a sound. It'll sound like a pop. It'll sound like a crack, and you'll know. In the middle of sex, you'll know. It will hurt. You immediately disengage. Right? You might want to put a cool compress on it, but I don't think it's going to do much. In fact, don't use ice, for the love of God. And you get yourself to a hospital immediately. It will become engorged. It will become painful because you're bleeding. You tore some tissues. Now, why is this happening? Well, one group of doctors looked at sexual positions to see if some sexual positions put people at risk. So the three sexual positions they looked at was missionary, or man on top, and that's how they described it, man on top. They were under the realm of heterosexual sexual events. Man on top or missionary position. Female on top, which would be like cowgirl. Yee-haw. And then doggy style. Doggy style appeared to have the highest risk. Let me see if I have some numbers here for you. All right, hold on a second. Oh, I should have some numbers. Oh, yeah. All right, so this article was published. I always put the links of my articles so you could read it yourself. This was published in the International Journal of Impotence Research, and they studied 90 patients with penile fracture. They looked at man on top, doggy style, woman on top, and masturbation. They also looked at blunt trauma and other sorts of injuries. The patients' ages were 18 to 66. Average age was 39 years old. And remember, with these guys, one was 50 and one was 44. So this could happen with younger guys, but it can also happen with older individuals. And they found that doggy style, 41% of the cases was doggy style, meaning male is behind the female and she is on all fours. 10% was woman on top. See, I would think cowgirl or reverse cowgirl, yeah, would you know, probably be more assaulting to the penis because there's, you know, women will, you know, sometimes, for those of you that aren't entirely, you know, clued into how women enjoy sex, women sometimes know how to find their own particular spots or areas, but sometimes they have to not just lie there. They'll move around, which is why many women do prefer the cowgirl position because they feel they have more control and then they're able to climax better than missionary. So some of us, we like the missionary because it's comfortable and, you know, got the pillows. I like having the pillows. And I like to be able to sleep. My neck is supported. My back is supported. It's fantastic. It's much more ergonomic. They did not observe differences between the severity of the penile fracture between doggy style and man on top, but the doggy style had more severity when compared to woman on top, which is shocking, as well as penile manipulation or masturbation. They said the man on top and doggy style positions showed more associations with bilateral fractures of the corpus cavernosum and urethral lesions. So how do you prevent fracturing yourself? I got a third case. I got another case where somebody had a vertical fracture, which was rare. It was a 40-year-old man. His penis buckled. He also, it looked like an eggplant. And he had the rolling sign with the curve. It was bruised. Again, anything that looks like fruit or cauliflower or anything in the genitals, get it checked out, okay? Condylomata, all that stuff's got to get checked out. So my guess is, this is just me, and I am no expert in sex. Can we all agree that I'm not an expert in sex? I am probably one of the least people. In fact, I should be seeing experts at my husband's request, which he has requested multiple times, that I figure this out. But in my medical experience, my guess is these individuals, these men that are older, are having trouble climaxing, and they feel the pressure. The psychological pressure, the pressure of, okay, wait a second, I'm not going to, you know, be able to get her again, or, you know, get with her again if she thinks I take too long. And so they step it up. And they think that maybe more thrusting or more force will accelerate the climax. And it, you know, because it's not necessarily always for the other partner. Sometimes the other partner, if they're taking a while, they're like, okay, you know what? You want to just watch TV? And then when you're ready, let's do it again. Yep. So I think there could be that pressure. There could be that stress. There could be that, I mean, you might have an erection, but you might have difficulty climaxing. And then you're like, you know what? I got to step it up. And these people stepping it up, sadly, are injuring themselves. Second you hear a crack or pop or see that, you got to get yourself to an ER. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nicholas asks if I could explain what's going on with Twitter and the bots. Now, I'm no expert in social media either. One of these days, I'll tell you guys what I am an expert in. Yeah, it's very easy for me to say I'm not an expert in that, not an expert in that. But what I do know about Twitter, and please, if any of you guys understand what's going on with Elon Musk and the $44 billion acquisition that now is in peril, please jump in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But apparently what is the root of this is Twitter has millions and millions of people on it with accounts. I'm one of them. I don't do that much with it. You know, because they keep you short and sweet. Curt, I'm very wordy. So whenever I try to post something, I have to either post it in multiple tweets or I have to use poor grammar, which I can't stand using poor grammar, but I have to make things headlines and say so. It works for some. For me, if I'm trying to tell you guys something going on medically, like now we have a fifth monkeypox case in Nevada, yeah, I have to be short and sweet. Well, Twitter has spam accounts. Facebook has spam accounts too. You know, some spam accounts happen. But they also have these bots. And I believe what ended up happening is Elon Musk wanted to know how many of those users are fake. Are spams? Are they spam bots that will just automatically post? Twitter says spam bots are a small part of the company's user base, less than 5%. But Elon Musk is now threatening to back away because he is concerned that the company's lying. Musk has said repeatedly that he might walk away if Twitter does not do more to prove that the bots are indeed the small problem that the company claims. On Thursday afternoon, that threat was issued again when the Washington Post reported that the deal was in jeopardy because Musk's team didn't feel Twitter's bot numbers were verifiable. It was it could put Elon Musk into a little bit of trouble because I don't know if he said he would do due diligence or not, and I don't know all the ins and outs of this. But why I think it's important and significant is that you could be reading something that's fake. And I know that's been the theme that of the last few years with fake news and, you know, misinformation and all that other stuff. But I mean it. When you scroll and you see things, you need to first expect it to be an ad or sponsored, because there's ads, or it's fake, not real. And I've been very frustrated with Twitter in that you will see people that'll have, you know, no notoriety, nothing like that, and all of a sudden they have these thousands and thousands of followers. And, you know, it's apparently common knowledge that people can buy followers. I've been approached to buy followers. I say no. I don't want to follow. I don't want to pay for somebody to follow me. Can you imagine, you know, although some of you are like, I would really like to be paid, you know, to listen to you, but I want to know, I want to have realism. I don't want to have fake numbers. I don't want to, if I run for office, I don't want anybody cheating. I want to know how many people voted for me. I don't want fake ballots. So I want to know the real numbers. But where my biggest problem with Twitter that I have is I will want to follow somebody. And it'll say, you maxed. I'm like, what are you talking about? I rarely follow anybody. And they say, you maxed. You can't follow anybody else. You're following too many people. So I look. I'm like, I never wanted to follow this person. I never wanted to follow this person. So there's some application. There's something that happens where they're taking my account, my personal account, and having it follow these other accounts, which my guess are fake. I don't want to look like, you know, I followed a political candidate once, you know, because they followed my page, so I followed them. And man, people gave me crap going, oh, you support that person? I go, no, I just followed his page. I want to know what he's up to. But I mean, people could just lose their mind. If I'm following something or somebody, and I don't vet it. I mean, I usually, you know, vet before I decide to make a decision like that. And Twitter does that to you. So I apparently am following all these people I never wanted to follow that they just automatically set up for me. So there is some BS. And good for Elon Musk to bring that up. But when you hear these bots and spam, and, you know, I mean for me, and it's not a deal killer. If I need to look something up on Twitter, the only time I'm on Twitter is to post. I really don't surf Twitter. I don't have time. I mean, if I want news, I don't really care what somebody says about it. But where the one of you had asked about a year ago, why the hell is anybody on it? What is the draw? The draw with Twitter, which is the brilliant part of it, is if you want to hear what Trump was thinking, or Oprah, or a star, a celebrity, their tweets is their own message. Supposedly. I mean, I think some people might be writing other people's tweets, but it allows the user to be current, because, you know, if nobody's thinking about Brad Pitt, then all of a sudden, there's something that gets posted. I don't think he has a Twitter account, but, you know, all of a sudden something gets posted saying, you know, I thought Stranger Things was good. You're like, whoa, Brad Pitt watched it. You know, it gives you a peek into people who you don't usually have access to. Now you're able to communicate with them. Now, you could write them sometimes on Twitter, or tag them, or do the @, and maybe they'll answer back. Maybe they'll retweet. Maybe they'll ignore you. But the draw to Twitter is, if you want to know how Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, is responding, or Adam Schiff, or Nancy Pelosi, what she thinks about something that just happened, you could type them in and see what they, you know, it gives you some pretty quick insight. Now, keep in mind, it's scripted. It's choreographed. When somebody, I mean, I'll get ticked off about something, and I'll put something on going, okay, that was the worst season finale I've ever seen. That sucked. All right. But, you know, well, many people who are doing it for, you know, fame and for retweets and all that, they're going to be very, very specific. You got to be careful. Remember, there were a couple sportscasters who were tweeting about a Nuggets, the Nuggets, and something happened where it converted the word to the N-word. Got in trouble. I think one person got fired. So for those of you that aren't really into these things, you're fine. You're not missing out. You know, I don't really go on it a lot. Facebook I use a little bit more because my family and friends are on it. So one of my friends right now is in Scotland, and another one's in Ireland. I've never been to those places. They make more money than I do. And so I get to see the pictures, and yeah, you know, it's nice. So I like the idea with Facebook where I haven't had to have a phone conversation with people in the family that I don't want to, because I could just, again, relay things on Facebook. But, you know, with what happens with Musk and Twitter, I don't know, but I think Musk, you know, tweeting being concerned about some of these fake accounts, yeah, if you're going to buy something and you think you have X amount of followers, you should have every right to know if any of them are fake. You should also have a right to know if there's any fraud, if there's any malfeasance, if there's any sort of things that are tricking consumers. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot. Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.